yeah, let's go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. How you doing, folks? Dave here on this Tuesday, July 17th, 717. Not just a palindrome, but my anniversary. Happy anniversary to my wife out there who I know never listens to the podcast. Okay, yes, feeling the love as always. It's Dave here with you. We weren't feeling the love either on the phones today. We're starting to realize that it's tough to piece together a phone bit during the height of summer. Yes, many of our trusted phone friends are off in the weeds of vacation. We don't fault you. We just move along to another topic, as you'll see. But we started things out with the reasons that we are considered weird, jumping off of some personal examples from us here in the studio. John had a rather jumbled breakfast with the Beatles today, but we took a poll, which came down to the wire, involving Hello Goodbye, the A side and B side. Terrorists have gone green, and we had that strange story in the 7 o'clock hour before heading to the 8 o'clock hour, which I just realized I cannot play for you because we threw the Talking Heads into the isolation booth, and, well, playing songs for longer than 15 seconds can get us into all sorts of nasty legal trouble, so I'll save that for the best of. I hope you enjoy all the best stuff from the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. We'll get in much less trouble by repurposing, repackaging, and replaying that for you right now. Hope you enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
We ran into some weird yesterday here at the station, especially here on the show. Yeah. Michael, one of our interns, right? Yesterday, I get informed. Steve comes in and is going, "You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this." I'm like, what the hell is it? Right? And says, "You know, Michael, our intern." Right? He says, "He's never used a bathroom in the building.
He's been here for 3 months.
Yeah,
right.
And he's here
never
4 hours a day.
Never
4 hours
a day. Right.
The way I found that out is yesterday he asked if he could borrow my tag. We have tags to get us into doors here.
Right, right.
And I said, "Oh, did you forget your tag's not working?" Thinking engineering shut his tag down.
Right.
He goes, "No, mine doesn't work for the bathroom." Which tells me this kid's never used the bathroom in 3 months he's been here because
the tags don't work on the bathroom.
It's a keypad.
Right, right.
He thinks he's got to wave this in front of to get into the bathroom.
Does he not drink coffee? I don't go more than the morning.
I went four times, I think, in show yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
How do you do?
I have no idea.
3 months.
Well, hold on a second.
He's 80 pounds, has the bladder of an elephant.
You of all people should be the last person who dumps on people's weirds. And dump being the key word here.
Here's the thing. Okay. That is only,
dump being the key word here.
I know where John's going.
All right.
Listen, I am willing to tell this. I've told this before. You guys obviously know this.
Right.
When I'm in my own house, I like to sit. I'm trying to make sure I say
sit on the porcelain.
Sit on the porcelain,
not
on
the seat.
I don't like the seat when I'm going number two at home. And now,
you don't like comfort?
Remember, only my home, because I keep it as clean. It's probably the cleanest toilet seat you'll ever see. You know, come on over. I'll serve you guys dinner off my toilet.
That's fine. I'd rather not fall
right.
in.
Right. Do you have a weird?
I actually do. From recently, my son's going through an Elmo phase.
Right.
And he has a Sesame Street toy at home where you can, like, flip up the doors and the windows and there's a character. So he's looking for Elmo the other day. I flip up the one remaining thinking it's going to be Elmo. It's not. And I'm like, oh, it's not. It's Garbage Pail Man. And my wife from the other room goes, "Come on!
This
Garbage
is
Pail Man."
Well,
coming to me. I don't know his name.
Explain why it's not coming to you.
I grew up without a TV.
Dave did not
and
have
I'm
a
not
TV
familiar
as a child,
with
right?
familiar characters.
That every single human being knows from the age of three till
like
you
wife.
Pass away.
You sound like my wife.
What is your weird? We all have our weird. Dave grew up without a TV and doesn't know all of these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Steve sits on the porcelain.
At home.
At home.
Only at
all right.
home.
Right, right, right.
That is weird.
Right. And we're not bringing up that he has to go down to the basement in order to use a bathroom.
Well, that's
right.
normal.
Well, yeah. You're talking
only
about
with you two.
In the building.
Right, in the building.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
pretty normal.
All right. What's your weird?
Well, appropriately creepy music.
Okay.
When you guys were talking about the 5K, it reminded me how much I love cemeteries. Like, I don't run, but I would like to train so I could go to that cemetery.
Well, you can go to the cemetery without having to train at all.
Oh, well, that's true.
Cindy's goth.
Right.
I love that.
Oh, God. Mine is I give personality to inanimate things. Which makes them more difficult to throw away. You know, it's like this thing has been in my life. It's like it's a friend,
oh, okay.
right?
Oh, yeah.
But it could be an old toy. It could be a shovel,
But, I'll understand if it's a car.
Right.
Or an old wagon.
Everything has a lot. It's very Buddhist of me.
Oh, this pen from the
80s. Right.
Just can't toss it.
This shovel used to be a construction worker in France. Right? You know?
There's a show on TLC for you. I know.
It's called Hoarders.
Yeah.
No.
Anytime you want to be a star.
With the woman I live with, there is no hoarding. Right? You know?
Oh, okay.
Just
so you're heartbroken.
Just miraculously things disappear.
Right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
Hello, Goodbye is a song, and it's another one of those songs that, you know, John Lennon had a problem with. All right? You know, basically, he called Hello, Goodbye 3 minutes of contradictions and meaningless juxtapositions. All right? And, you know, there's more to this than just that. It was the B-side to Yellow Submarine, right? The B-side to Hello, Goodbye was...
I Am the Walrus.
I Am the Walrus. Yeah. Thank you very much. I don't know why I got Yellow Submarine thrown in here, right? And when I'm talking about Hello, Goodbye. All right. Anyway, I'm completely lost in my own.
I think I know why.
Okay.
I gave you something the other day that had Yellow Submarine
in it.
Something that happened today.
Okay.
That's why.
Thank you. All right. So it comes out. But I have to agree with John in this. All right. Because I like both songs. I like Hello, Goodbye. I like I Am the Walrus. But to tell you the truth, if I had a decision in it, I Am the Walrus would have been the A side.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, are you?
No, I love the song.
I'm so trippy. I'm curious as to how the audience stands on this. So tell you what, we'll make this an instant text ball. All right, just text in if you believe Hello, Goodbye should be the A side of a single. Text 1 to MGK. If you think I Am the Walrus should have been the A side to the single, text 2 to MGK, and we will see what we will see. It is a dead tie.
Insane.
It's a dead tie. It is 50-50 as to which one of those two should have been
Asa. Yours would have been Walrus?
I would have gone with Walrus.
Dave, you as well?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right.
Cindy, Hello, Goodbye. Winner! Yeah! I'm the Mike Pence of this situation.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
Do you know the Al-Qaeda-linked Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab? Right? It's a question.
It's hard to keep track.
It's a question I get to ask every day. Hey, do you know the Al-Qaeda group, the Somali
Sounds familiar.
Group Al-Shabaab?
Yeah.
Right? Well, they made a big announcement the other day. They did it on their radio program. I have audio from the radio program, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you're a subscriber?
I am. I am a subscriber. All right? They announced a ban on single-use plastic bags.
What? They
Al-Shabaab went Al Gore.
Right, they went Al Gore. Yeah. Right. They
did they go into detail?
They say they're a serious threat to the well-being of both humans and animals.
Well,
something they're not concerned with when they're blowing crap up.
Plastic explosives, fine. Plastic bags.
Guys,
meh.
Once they wipe out the West, they're going to want the world to be nice and clean.
Okay.
That's the issue.
All right. They also barred logging rare trees. Right?
What?
Yeah. This is a group
going green.
This is a group that's been accused of massacring thousands of people, but they're saving trees and plastic bags.
Listen, green was Muhammad's favorite color. Simply being directed as the book says.
No, but you know what's wild? You know what's wild? The BBC is reporting that in 2011, when U.S. forces raided Osama bin Laden's hideout, they found a letter urging world leaders to go green. Bin Laden wrote that the climate change is a catastrophic problem that needs to be addressed.
Is this buried under the porn? Because that's all
I
heard
probably
about.
Probably buried under the porn. But no, one of the group's leaders, Muhammad Abdullah, right, unveiled the eco-friendly new policy on their jihadist radio show last week.
Wow.
Here's the audio of it.
Greetings. Here at the Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group Al-Shabaab, we thought it would be important to take time out of our busy terrorist day to bring you this important PSA.
Yes, death to America.
Doing terrorist things is important, but not as important as protecting the environment.
So take a moment from all of the terrorist things you are doing today to listen to these important environmental tips, death to America.
Tip 1. If you are going to a store to purchase a rocket or missile launcher, be sure to take it home in an organic paper bag, not a plastic bag.
Trying to recruit new terrorists? Send them an email. Don't send them a letter. That wastes paper. Death to America.
And finally, after you are done charging your phone, which will be used to locate other terrorist hideouts via GPS, be sure to unplug your charger so you don't waste electricity.
Thank you for listening to this public service announcement from your terrorist leaders at Al-Shabaab. Because death to America doesn't have to mean death to the environment. Death to America.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Because we've never used talking heads for the isolation booth, well, you know what we got to do. It's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
If you've never encountered the isolation booth before, this is where we, through all kinds of means, we come up with vocal tracks from songs, right, where the whole band is left out, and then we remix it so that you can hear what the singer is really doing. And in this case, there is something, I gotta tell you, when I mixed this yesterday, there is something that happens, you know the whole same as it ever was thing that he does in the song?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, just before, the first time he does that in this song, right, the next lyrics are water dissolving, water removing, there is water at the bottom of the ocean, right? And now he goes into under the water, carry the water, remove the water at the bottom of the ocean. When he does that, right, I never heard it before. I thought, there's a voice that comes in. It could be a guitar. I don't know what the hell is going on with this, but it comes about halfway into the song, about 2 minutes into the song. You're going to hear this thing that I guarantee you have never heard before. And we will clarify it when the song is over. Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. I don't know what that thing that he does at the end of his song
is. Do you know where it's at? Can you find that? Are you able to quickly play that?
It's all the water. The water stuff.
That's
where the weird sound
you
is.
You mean the thing from the 2 minute part?
Yeah.
Water dissolving and water removing.
Here it is clean.
There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
It sounds like
a prehistoric fish.
I think it's a whale. I think it's a whale calling another whale. It sounds like
it.
You know, those whale calls.
He's alien.
It's really, really strange. It's really strange. And then
as if it's supposed to sound underwater.
And then this thing here.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
Oh, I think I'm too
Once
late.
In a life.
No, I missed it. It's
the same as it ever was. 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 Same as it ever was.
Look at this here. What the hell is that?
He's like, yeah, the song's faded out by now. Let's get really weird.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.